Okay, let's see Rashi. Holding Rashi on the topic of Dalam and Aleph. So the more brought a Braisa that they said the name of Akiva, that a woman can bring her own get. And she has to say, if I necht of Imokam Shabasa, Klemmer, Hoyl Uminayu Garminon, since we're learning out the woman's nemonis to bring her own get from the five women who are also allowed to bring the get. So Nigmar Nami Loha, we should learn out this as well. The Ma Hein Sichos Lemer B'Farinetav Farinetav, just like these five women, when they bring the get, have to say B'Farinetav Farinetav Farinetav. So the woman who brings her own get also has to do so. I mean, Klanim B'Raisim Allah Halon Sichos Shiarmu. So we're making an assumption that the five women which are bringing the get say B'Farinetav Farinetav. Shamino B'Kutz Loras Askinan Kabayas. It means that this halacha, the five women are Naman, is referring to a case of Kutz Loras. Okay, so where it says, and then Masis Lamedeko. Rav Yosef might die to Rav Yosef. What is he thinking? Reisha was safe at Bechutz Loritz. The Reisha is a kolksher melahobi as a get ukimna Bechutz Loritz. We said before that the case of the Mishnah on Chavt Gimel Mod Aleph, which referring to Tira as the Reisha, is talking about a case of Chutz Loritz. How do we know? Because it said, as Suma is possible to bring a get, and there's no, in Eretz Yisrael, there's no reason why Suma is possible to bring a get. He's a Bardas, etc. The only problem is in Chutz Loritz, he can't do it. It's only Suma. He can't say, so that case is a case of Chutz Loritz. And then Isha Atamaviyas gets up. Mr. says, she has to say, it's also referring to Chutz Loritz. Sebi Shatim, Bechutzart Diktani, Bavach Tate Sicha, Lamar, she has to say before the Nechtam. But she also, the middle case of the five women, Afanoshim, Muki Rebbe Boritz. So that's very funny. The verse says, yes, that's how he learns. He says, why do I say that? Because it says, Ma Ben Get Lemisa. Well, it's really not just the ksav, it's the ksav and the pet. If it's a chutzor, the ksav is not enough. Ksav a pet, tzricha loymar. Ksav a pet, because tzricha loymar, b'fanei nechtav. You have to say the words also. So therefore, the reisha, which it says, the only point is just the ksav, indicates that we're talking about a case in Eretz Yisrael. That's a verse. So what does the Baha'i say? It doesn't have to say ksav and peh, because the Hachi Mashma, the question was, why when these women come and say the husband died, they're not believed, and when they say they are believed, and the difference is the ksav. So both cases there's peh. That's a given already. That's the backdrop. What we're comparing peh A versus peh B. Misa versus being in the get. Why is this pet believed, this pet not believed? Because of the ksav. So the Mishnah says the ksav. It doesn't mention the pet. Ma bein pet the get, le pet the misa. El sheksav, mechiach imoy. The whole difference between the pet get and the pet misa is the ksav. So that's why the Mishnah just mentions the ksav, because the pet is already in the background of the question. Okay. Zot the Gemara. So hold about two dots in Chavdal Amad Aleph. About nine lines down. Isha Ha'atzim of Mavias Geta. Some more says, I don't get it. Isha Chimata Geta Liyada Igra Shalah. As soon as she receives the get, she's divorced. And when she comes to bring the get afterwards, she's already divorced, so there's no need to say Faranetta Faranetta. That's when you're giving the get. She's already divorced. She might be bringing the get from Adidas Ayam. To prove it, if the get gets destroyed along the way, she's still divorced. So why does it say, but she's not a shliach to bring the get? The whole thing, the paretta, doesn't make any sense. So Mar goes through multiple steps of suggesting what the scenario is. Omer of Huna. Ba'armer lo tiskarshi boy elabifnei bez employni. He gives her the get and says that the get will only be effective when she reaches Bezin X. So then that's when the get takes effect. She's not a shliach to bring the get. There's no din. It's a halacha. It's a tanai in the scene as a get. So there's no need to say v'nei nechter, v'nei nechter. Ella Omer Rav Huna Bar Menoyach, which is a different person. Mishmei the Rav Acha, Berei the Rav Ika, the Omer Lo Kimatis Hosem. The husband tells the wife, when you get to that, that's in this place, Isnachei A'ara, put it down. It means you're a shliach to bring it to that point and put it down, and then Rishakle, and then you take it. Mor says, that's no good. If the man tells the woman to pick up the get, it's no good. The man has to give the din of a nosan b'yoda. And here she's playing an active role in the gerushin by taking the get. So that doesn't work. Ella, the Mor says, "Amar lo havi shliach lo halacha ad demasid tosim." The husband is reporting her the shliach lo halacha. So now, her action is in place of the husband. Chimatis hosim, havi shliach lo kabbalah bekabli es gitech. When you arrive in this place, you will transform into the acceptor of the get as opposed to the giver of the get. So the she's, as it were, given the get to herself. She's a shliach halacha until that point, and then she becomes a shliach kabbalah, and she accepts the get. So Mor says that doesn't work. Why? There's a rule in shlichus. That the shlichus, the shliach, as it were, can return to the mishaleach as a shliach and report and inform that the shlichus has been done. That's so, but over here she loses her status of shliach lelocha halfway through the process. She gives the get to herself. She's no longer shliach lehalacha of the Baal. Now she's representing herself. So the shliach is transformed before he's able to return back to the Baal into a non-shliach. As opposed to a regular shlichus, the person is a shliach to do the action, and his shlichus does not end with the action, in the sense of that he's not forced midway to become a non shliach.
And it's important for that person himself to go back.
So there's no halachic requirement of reporting. So it's not that you have to go back, but the idea that the shlichus can't go back, or he's been transformed to be by definition to a non shliach in the process. That's not acceptable. So Mor says that's not good. Okay, next. Normal law. Havi shliach v'locha ad matis hosim. You'll be shliach v'locha until you get there. And then when you get there, you will appoint somebody else to be your shliach lekabbalah, and you will give the get to that person. Okay, so she never abdicates her position of shliach lehalacha, in a sense, because she appoints somebody else to be to receive the get. So she's just the giver, not the receiver. So the Mor says, are you allowed to do that? So the Mor says that this is a machlokes, whether you're allowed to do that. And the Mor is going to discuss what's the problem with doing that. That really should work, Mikra did. And the Mor is going to discuss why it doesn't work. But there's a machlokes. First, the Mor discusses honicha leman damar. So this explanation works well. According to the opinion, isha isha shliach lekabel gitta miyat shliach balo. A woman can make a sheikh l'kabbalah. That's a fairish posik. A woman can make a sheikh l'kabbalah. The question, did the Chazal intervene over here and say that they can't? But Chazal did not intervene in a case where the husband is giving the get to the shliach l'kabbalah for the woman. But the question is, can she make a sheikh l'kabbalah to accept from a sheikh l'halacha? So woman number says, yeah. The husband can make a shliach, she can make a shliach, and the shliach of the husband will give to the shliach of the woman, no problem. There's an opinion that says you can't do that. We still don't know why yet, but you can't do that. So this pshat works well. So she's the shliach l'halacha of the husband. She's going to point the shliach l'kabbalah, and the shliach l'halacha is going to give it to the shliach l'kabbalah. So if you hold it, that works. Great. If you hold that a woman is not allowed to do this, have the sheikh halacha give it to sheikh kabbalah. But you can remember. So what? How? So this answer doesn't work. What are you going to say? So Morris says, no, it's not. We have an answer. This answer works. Because let's explain why you can't do that and see that this case is exceptional. So Morris says, time of mind, Mishum the Ikab Bizoin the Baal. V'hocha Baal l'kapit. The reason why that the woman is not allowed to make a shliach l'kabbalah to accept it from the shliach l'halacha is because by doing so, she's, as it were, insulting the husband, and he might be makbid on that. If the husband gives it to the sheikh kabbalah, so he apparently is agreeable to give it to somebody less than the woman herself. But he might feel, so he by accepting the presence of the sheikh kabbalah and saying, no, I want to give it to the woman directly and not to you. Which he could say that if he wanted to, but he didn't. But here, the shliach l'halacha, maybe the husband only wants the shliach l'halacha to give it directly to the woman. It's, as it were, she's saying, I don't want to deal with this, you know, deal with my underlings, use my shliach instead. So that's potentially something which the Baal might be makbid on. And therefore, we don't allow this because we don't know if the husband's going to be agreeable to this, which might actually only develop after the husband appointed the shliach, and the shliach is no longer in contact with the husband.
Now, if in general, you know, when we give given one shliach can make it, so give it to another shliach, is that a problem also?
A shliach l'halacha can make another shliach l'halacha. That's a mishnah later on in the third parak.
Right. And we're not concerned about the Baal being.
So the more it does raise the question, because you have a sugya b'metzia of. When I appoint a shomer, so shliach in a certain sense is also shomer on the get. And there's a rule by shomer that the shomer is not allowed to give to another shomer because ein mitzvah yishem pitani biyad acher. I trust you, and I'm happy you should be the shomer. I don't necessarily trust your judgment to pick the best shomer in the world. I trust you that you're a good shomer, but I don't necessarily agree with a different shomer. So in return, shape it's going to be an acher. So Mora is going to raise that question later on in regards to the idea of appointing another shliach. The Mora over here is going to mention that idea. But the main thing is later on in the Daf Chav Tes. So Mora says, okay. So if the problem is because Bizoyin HaBaal, so then we have no question, because the husband over here told her to do this. So obviously he's not makbid. The whole problem is afraid maybe the husband's makbid if he sends a shliach and the woman decides to not accept it directly, but rather receive it through a shliach. So that's almost the word that she's like disdaining the husband, saying, you know, I don't want to, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not going to deal with this directly, deal with the second tier. But over here, the husband told the woman who's a sheikh l'halacha, make a sheikh l'kabbalah. So that's fine. The time of my, what's, this is the answer, the Gemara. What's the reason why it's a problem in general is b'shum di b'zorin the Baal? If that's the reason, ha'cha Baal l'kapid, the husband says he doesn't mind. So there's no reason why you can't do that. Morris says, well, there's that din, which is a machlokes itself, but the opinion which says that you can't do this, there's a machlokes, why not? So according to the opinion which says the reason why you can't do this is because of Bezayin HaBaal. You're right, you've answered your question. So that'll work well. According to the opinion which says the problem is Bezayin HaBaal, over here the Baal says, I don't mind. But there's another reason given why you can't do this, and that's not going to be answered over here. That it's a gzera. Right. Here we have the woman making a shliach the Kabbalah to accept the get from the shliach le'alacha. So people will say, well, if that works, maybe the following should work as well. If the man puts the get into a chotzer, which either belongs to him or belongs to a third party, and then the woman purchases the chotzer with the get in it. So that's not valid. Yes, the law, the man can regard to a woman by putting the get into her chotzer. Here, when he put it there, it wasn't her chotzer yet. She only acquired the chotzer afterwards. So that's not a valid act of the nesina from the husband to the wife. But the more is says, if you would allow the shliach lehalacha to give it to a shliach a Kabbalah who only became a shliach a Kabbalah after he was the shliach halacha was appointed to give the get. So Reuben and Leah. Reuben appoints Shimon to give the get to Leah. So right now Reuben's job is to give the get to Leah. Then subsequently, before Reuben gives it to her, Leah appoints Levi to accept it from Shimon. So it only becomes her shliach later in the process. So, well, people mistakenly can say, if that works, so why don't we say it should work that this chotzer starts out being the husband's, or was made a shliach of the husband to give it to her because it was a third party's chotzer, but the husband took rishus to use that chotzer to be the shliach to give it to her, and then it became later on the shliach of the Kabbalah by the woman purchasing it. So maybe that should work. So Chazal said we don't, but that doesn't. So we say, you know what, just stay away from this whole idea of becoming a shliach of the Kabbalah later on. So Morris says, okay, you're right. According to that opinion, my equal member, the Amr law, Habi Sheikh Lelach Adamotis Hos. So the husband tells the wife, you're Sheikh Lelach, arrive in this and this place. Himatis Hosam, when you arrive in that place, Shabi Sheikh Lelach, you, the Sheikh Lelach, should appoint a second Sheikh Lelach. And then you will accept your get from the shliach le'alacha. So that's one way of saying it. A similar way of saying it. The husband appoints the wife a shliach le'alacha. When you arrive there, Amer kamei beidina ufarinata ufarinata umashe beidina shliach. You'll testify. The bezer will appoint the shliach and relisua naalech, and he will give it to you. So the difference in the first these two answers is whether she makes a shliach halacha or bezer makes a shliach halacha. The bezer will make a shliach, and the shliach will give it to her. So either she's appointing the shliach or Bezin's appointing the shliach. So she's going to receive the get herself from the shliach le'alacha. So here the Mor does introduce this idea that shliach lehalacha, number one, can appoint a different shliach in his stead, shliach lehalacha, number two. So as it says that he finds the lesson of his boy Sam is strange. Your boy Sam and the Gemara always really means like it's a different teretz. This is basically the same teretz with a nuance. Shli is a sheikh lalacha, and then somebody else appoints a sheikh lalacha, and they give it to her. So to, she appoints it, best of the points, that's not a major difference. So Tosis Tosis discusses that maybe the difference in the two answers is when you say b'farinechta. So in the second shot, which is the lacha later on, in the case of a person makes a person has made a shtich lalacha, and he can't complete a shlichus. So what does he do? So he goes to the bezin. You know, he peters out in his shlichus. He can't travel any further. So he goes to the bezin in the place where he's abandoning his shlichus, and tells them there. And appoints a shliach in front of the Bezda. Because actually, the second shliach was going to actually deliver the get, can't say b'faninata v'ninakta. I never saw anything. So where's your b'faninata v'ninakta? That's done in the Bezdin, which we said before, has to be done in front. You need a Bezdin for that. You need three people. So the answer is the shliach l'locha does that at the point where he changes and makes a second shliach l'locha. So the faneta v'nechta is said then, and we assume what Bezdin would do. Bezdin would create some type of a validation on the get, and then when the shliach l'locha number two delivers it in the town where the woman is, the place where the woman is, in front of that Bezdin is able to see the validation of the first Bezdin, and everything is fine. That's the second shot in the Gemara. The Farinat HaVarinetam is said at the moment that she gives it over to the Bezdin, and Bezdin then makes another Shliach. But according to the first pshat, it's a unique case. The woman herself saw the ksiva and the sima saget. So Bezdin has to know that. But there's no reason why she can't say that at the time that she receives the get. Normally, she's a shliach l'locha. We say, well, shliach l'locha number one is a point to number two. Number two can't say b'fanei nefta. So number one has to say, well, he's not continuing. So say it now. Here, she's continuing in the story, just as a different capacity. So her b'fanei nefta netam can be said later on in the process at the moment of gerishin. So the first lashon holds it's better to say b'fanei nefta netam at the moment of gerishin than earlier. So we rather have her appoint the shliach, because the first scenario she's abdicating her responsibility by going to the Bezdin. So she has to find out them then. According to the first lashon, she is not doing so. She's not going to Bezdin to, as it were, step out. She's just appointing another shliach. She says when she receives the get. So it'll be a unique case. Yes.
Is there a way for the woman just to say in her travels, you know what, I'm tired of this, she accepts it, takes it along in herself? Or because she accepted the
switch? She can't switch to be a makabal. But that's the more I said before. That's the problem with Chazal Shikha Le Tzabal. I think you might step out. Well, even before that, no, there was a case before that. So she you can't have a situation where she changes midway from being a shliach l'locha to being the makabel, because then the shlichus is sort of like truncated too early in the process. The shlichus has to continue till after the action. So they said we can't do that. So Tyson raises another question over here. So what is she? Right. So let's define shliach l'alacha for a moment. In simple translation, a person who's made a shliach to be marlich, to transport it. That's not really 100% correct. A shliach l'alacha means a person who's made the shliach to represent the Baal, to give the get. Part of the process, the reason why he's appointing a shliach is because he cannot travel himself. He's giving it to somebody else to travel, but his shliach is not to travel, the shliach is to give the get. The Kiddush of the Parsha Shlichus is that the husband can appoint somebody in his capacity to deliver the get. The husband does not need to make him a shliach in the walking. He says, oh, you can't walk yourself. Only I can empower you to walk. That's not shlichus. The only person who can divorce the woman is the husband. You are now empowered to divorce me instead of me. That's shlichus. I need a concept of shlichus for that. So the Russians over here, transporting it, you can give it to a monkey to transport. I don't need shlichus in the travels. Right? I can send the Rosh says I can send the get through the mail. There's no need to be a shliach for the movement. I need that the person who delivers it has to be me. So the person who is actually giving it has to be me. So the simple case is, I'm in city A, the woman's in city B. So the man says to the shliach, I am appointing you to represent me. Well, how are you going to get there? How do I appoint that? I talk to you. How do you get there? By walking. But while you're walking, you're not acting as my shliach. But theoretically, if you hold, you can appoint the shliach through ksav. There's no reason why you can't. He could write a letter from city A and mail it through the post with the get to Rabbi so and so in city B. Here, please take this get. I'm appointing you a shliach to give it to my wife. So the shliach l'halacha is in the process of gerushin. This woman cannot be megarish herself. Her whole shliach is to go somewhere and appoint a shliach. Because we're saying that there's no way she can, after we've got to this point, there's no way she can be the one who does the act of gerushin. So, great. We're going right now that she can't do the gerushin, so her shliach is only on appointing a shliach. So she was made a shliach to make a shliach. That's her job. She wasn't made a shliach to divorce. She was made a shliach to make a shliach. That's the correct way to understand the case. Is that acceptable? So Tosis has a Gemara later on. That doesn't work. Right. So Tosis says no. That's upshot. The more that does work. So it's interesting. Jonathan, I see you're contemplating this. Let me finish the thought. So there is a halacha more introduces a concept of mili lo mitzvah l'shliach. A shlichus on just words is not a shlichus. So if a person is appointed, listen, your whole job is I'm appointing you to go somewhere and appoint a shliach. That's not a valid shlichus. Because that's just mili. But over here, since the person holds the get, see, he's given with the get, he's given the empowerment to use the get. When it gives over the ksav to somebody else, so that's not a problem merely, the Morris says, because he's not just doing words, he's giving over a document. By Kedushin, so the Mordechai says in Masechet Kedushin, he quotes from the a person called the Kaddish Miradish, the city Radish, and he was known as the holy man of Radish. Right? So the Kaddish Miradish says that by Kedushin, you would have a problem. Because money, even though it's theoretically, the man doesn't have to give the money. The money is not something which is intrinsic to the man. The shliach lay out the money. So it comes out when if a shliach has made a shliach to make a shliach for kedushin, it doesn't work. It's called mili. Um, So that's a sugya l'ran chavtes. Of the sugya mili is actually a sugya l'ran chavtes. So that's interesting kanech over here. Yes.
So
correct. You would have to address that, you know, address that separately. But in regards to the in the world, in other words, that's the Chacham Rabbanan. But in regards to the world of shlichus, the Raisa level shlichus, this is not, I don't know what the concept of shlichus. That's not a shlichus concept. So then the next question is, okay, so then how do we deal with the Vanetam and Netam? So we have to create a vehicle how to deal with that.
So they do it the way it's supposed to be done. Yeah.
I mean, the Sharmer process is not intrinsic to the Shlichus process. That vast scenario, vast majority of cases where the Shlich is the one who's actually transporting it, so then we have to know the next question is, what's the status of Shmira? What level of Shmira does the Shlich have while they're transporting it? Either Shemar Chinim or Shemar Zachar, depending on how it's arranged. But that's a concurrent halacha concept, but it's not intrinsic in the shlichus. That shlichus requires shmira. Trying to flip. Yeah. Right. There's basically it's a catch 22 over here, because the only way she can complete the shlichus is becoming a non shliach. And a shliach who cannot be a shliach till the end of the process is not a shliach. That's what the Mor is saying. Same problem.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Correct. There is what's the case? Beginning of the sixth parak talks about a case like this. The case over here is a case where a woman appoints a sheikh to Kabbalah. The sheikh Kabbalah comes to the Baal to present himself as to be the receiver for the get. The husband says, you know what? I don't want to do that. I'm appointing you now a sheikh lehalacha to deliver it to her. So that's acceptable. Because he's abdicating his shlichus. Look, a person can abdicate his shlichus. So it's replacement, right? Some more goes to, you know, variations on that theme. Basically, he's not both. He's not simultaneously both, being both. He's one or the other. He's just changing his job description somewhere in the process. Correct. But to be both. Correct.
So the case of usually get go to such and such a place and be divorced.
Works. It's a halacha of Tanai. It's a halacha of Tanai. The same way a person can say, here's the get, it's only effective 20 days from now. Right. Samar could have challenged that shot in the step of the Gemara that where's the Fanin of Renechta? So the Gemara says, Kimat to Hazam Igri Shabba. So Gemara doesn't say what the question is. So, but part of the question is, so then there's no active garrison then, so there's no finance for an act. That's part of the action, that's part of what the more meant to ask in that step. So, Rashi, let's start to Rashi. Mechimot to get to the other. The more it starts over, as soon as she gets again, she kibbelt to Medina Sayyam. So the husband and wife are Medina Sayyam. The husband, and she's going back to Eretz Yisrael. And the husband gives her the get there, so she's divorced. Igra Shalom. Me boy the Mikla, the get, Migareshazi. Even if she'd burn the get afterwards, she's still divorced. The only reason why she has to bring it to Bezdin when she gets back is to prove something. It's not part of it. It's no longer functioning as a get for the purposes of Gerishin. It's now functioning as a receipt for the purpose of proof of divorce. So when she comes now and tells the Bezdin, you know, we got divorced with her, she's not a shliach anymore. There's no dinner for them anymore. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. So Moore says he gave it to her and he said that you're only divorced when you arrive there, back in Eretz Yisrael. So I said, Kimata Alasim Igrish Allah. Ayude Kabbalah Risharna. She's divorced based on the original receipt of the get. The Tanah Ba'alma Hava. It's as if he put a Tanai in the Gerishin. The same way you could say you're not divorced until a certain date. You're not divorced until a certain action takes place. You're not divorced until you arrive in a certain place. It's a Tanai. We're ready to come at Tanai. There's no shlichas over here. Therefore, there's no b'fanetah b'reinetah. That's part of the Mora's question. So Mora said, the case was he told her, go there, put it down, and pick it up. It's not kayara. She's a shlich halacha to bring the get to that point, put it down, and then she takes off her shlich halacha hat, she puts on her self hat, and she says, okay, I'm picking it up. When she picks it up, that's the gerushin. The more said, that doesn't work. Come on. It has to be given to the woman. She cannot take it. So Mor says, okay. He tells her to go there. Bechimotis hosam habi at kufay shliach didoch lekabbalah lekabim miyodek. So you be the shliach halacha, and then turn around and accept it from yourself. So Mor says, well, halachas she's late about shliach loy mikri ela hamashalech mizelizet. Since the count of the shlichas theoretically includes replying back that it was done, even though it's not required, but the dear shlichas is go do it, and then so you need to be a shlich all the way through the whole process. You can't stop the shlichas in the middle. So the shlichas ends through in the middle of the process before the process is completed. She becomes herself and receives it. So since she wasn't a shlich all the way through the whole process, it's not a good shlichas.
That's the case of
her pointing Shaykh Halacha. It's the same thing. I mean, he could ask her to give it to Plony, and he's appointing Plony as the Shaykh to give it to her. That's fine. Right. So she's acting like the Maisa, the Lashon Hara, the Maisa Kaif Balma. She's over there. She's acting as the monkey. She's not a Shaykh at all in that case.
Right. That's why you're confused.
Brought out the exact
Right. The case of the Gemara was she was a sheikh halacha, and then she gets the point, which means she's empowered to appoint somebody. So that's putting the shlichas in her hands. So it says, but it's not really true, because she can never divorce herself. So she's only appointed the shliach to appoint the shliach. That's part of what Tosfos Kasha is. Which Tosfos says works. That's Tosfos Teretz, that works. But the case where you're suggesting she's not even a shliach. Nafkamina, she doesn't. There's no need for the fanenetam in that case. She doesn't have to say it. Now Bezim might have a different problem. Like Jonathan was asking, so where's the fanenetam? We have to work that out. But it's nothing to do with her. She's not a shliach. The dinner part of the Menachem was set on the shliach. She's not a shliach. She's a monkey. Okay, let's hold it.